Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Polling for open local bodies, elections to 3 municipalities and 21 town councils records voter turnout of tentative 83%. Om Birla elected as Speaker of Lok Sabha for second time. New criminal laws, Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita 2023 and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam 2023 to come into force from 1st of July. And Nagaland police clamps down on crime against illegal drugs. Now the news in detail. Polling for urban local bodies to the 3 municipalities and 21 town councils concluded with a tentative poll percentage of 83. This is first ever municipal elections in the state to be held with 33% reservation for women. Voting took place in 420 polling stations under 214 wards with 523 candidates contesting. The voting began at 7:30 a.m. and concluded at 4 p.m. through ballot paper voting system. The State Election Commission has said that repolls, if any, will take place on 20th June. The counting of votes and declaration of results is scheduled to take place on 29 June, beginning from 8 a.m. Despite disruptions reported in few polling stations, voting went off peacefully in many polling stations. Election to Peck Town Council remained congenial throughout the 11 wards of the district headquarters without any untoward incidents reported from any quarter. The residents of Mangalempa also actively participated in the town council elections with a high voter turnout at 94.77%. The election took place across 6 polling stations representing 8 wards in the town with a total of 2,413 votes cast. Meanwhile, voting took place in peaceful manner across Peren district. Jumukitima town council poll also went off peacefully. A total of 16,127 electors turned out to cast their votes, out of which 7,815 were male and 8,312 female. Senior BJP MP Om Birla was today re-elected as the Speaker of the 18th Lok Sabha. He was elected by voice vote as the opposition, which fielded Congress MP K.S. Suresh for the post, did not press for voting in the House. After his election, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju escorted Birla to the Speaker's chair. Birla had previously served as Speaker in the last Lok Sabha. Om Birla emphasized that enriching parliamentary values and democratic traditions will be his priorities. He stressed that MPs have a responsibility to collectively fulfill expectations, hopes and aspirations of the people effectively. The Speaker underscored the importance of debate and discussions in the House, emphasizing that protest methods should uphold the dignity of the House. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed confidence that the House looks forward to Birla's guidance in the next 5 years, citing his past achievements as an inspiration for new members. Modi noted that the previous Lok Sabha under Birla's leadership achieved a record productivity of 97%, which increased public faith in the parliamentary democracy. Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi assured Birla of the opposition's support in ensuring the smooth functioning of the House. The 3 new criminal laws, Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita 2023 and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from 1st of next month. These bills were passed by the Parliament during the winter session last year. The new criminal laws marked a significant step towards empowering Indian citizens. These laws aim to create a more accessible, supportive and efficient justice system for everyone. The key provisions of the new criminal laws include reporting incidents online, filing FIR at any police station, as well as the victims getting free copy of FIR. Apart from this, in the event of an arrest, the individual has the right to inform a person of his choice about their situation. The new laws have also prioritized the investigations for offenses against women and children, ensuring timely completion within 2 months of recording information. In the new criminal laws, it has become mandatory for forensic experts to visit crime scenes for serious offenses and collect evidence. Summons can now be served electronically, expediting legal processes, reducing paperwork, and ensuring efficient communication between all parties involved. Nagaland police have booked persons over offences committed under Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances Act 1985 and Drugs and Cosmetics Act 1945. On 29 April, police said during search one person, young Pili Sangdam, was arrested and a case was registered at Longkim Police Station for possession of alprazolam tablets and buprenorphine sublingual drugs. The accused admitted to have purchased from one Setting Chumla and Choting. Investigation revealed that the supply chain was originated from one pharmacy in Mukuchung town, namely Grace Pharmacy. During investigation, police said 4,800 tablets were purchased from the pharmacy without any medical prescription. Drug license of the pharmacy was subsequently cancelled. In this regard, the police have requested pharmacies and drug stores not to indulge in unauthorized sale of drugs. This news comes to you from Akashvani, Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. The World Health Organization today said that nearly 31% of adults worldwide and 45% in South Asia are not doing enough physical activity, posing a growing threat to health. The findings point that physical inactivity among adults has increased by about 5% between 2010 and 2022. According to the study, physical inactivity is still more common among women globally compared to men. The WHO said physical inactivity puts adults at greater risk of cardiovascular diseases such as heart attacks and strokes, type 2 diabetes, dementia, and cancers such as breast and colon. Sankalp Hub for Empowerment of Women under Mission Shakti has launched 100-day special awareness campaign on women-centric schemes. This was informed during a state-level committee for Mission Shakti was held under the chairpersonship of Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam on Monday. Chief Secretary said that the campaign should be effectively carried out on the ground. Social Welfare Department Secretary Martha R. Vitsay said the mission will run from June 21 to October 4, 2024 in all the districts. She said the key objective is to ensure that women across the country are made aware of the initiatives of the government and to enable them to access the resources and support available to them. The meeting was attended by AHODs and representatives from various departments. Chief Minister Nipirio has conveyed condolence over the demise of Visalasile Mehta, mother of Savinio Tenyo, Director of Information and Public Relations Department, on 25th June. Rio said Mehta was a loving person, known to many as a prayerful and God-fearing mother, wife and grandmother, and said her children are contributing citizens in the society today. The Chief Minister said she was known for her active participation in the church, tirelessly involved in home visitations, especially to those in need of prayers and word of God. He expressed that her absence will be felt by those who knew her and loved her, and extended prayer for comfort and courage to the family during the time of the loss. District Administration, in collaboration with Treasury Office Twensang, will be organizing a one-day hands-on training on accounts matters for government servants on 2nd July at the DC's Conference Hall, Noklak. In this regard, heads of offices under Noklak District have been requested to depute two officials or staff, preferably those dealing with accounts branch, to attend the aforesaid training. And now, Trending News, here are the headlines again. Polling for urban local bodies elections to 3 municipalities and 21 town councils records voter turnout of a tentative 83%. Om Birla elected as Speaker of Lok Sabha for second time. New criminal laws, Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita 2023 and Bharatiya Saksha Atiniyam 2023 to come into force from 1st July. And Nagaland police clamps down on crime against illegal drugs. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.